we had a really good joke. All of you who jumped in late because I forgot to turn on the call didn't get the joke. So, we'll have it done again next week. When, by the way, we have Kathy, and boy, we got a lineup that'll choke a horse for the next month. Where'd I put it?
You gonna watch it again?
Yeah.
Okay, Mel, once again. I mean, it's in the house. That's the good news. Aha! Certainly. We got the contest today, everybody knows. Kathy, next week, okay? We have Dr. William Courtney the following week, and then we'll bring in a BYOQ because we'll have another round of four, six new people because it just keeps happening that way now. Now, we've tightened up the security on our website because we're being hacked and we're going to eliminate it. We've been hacked over 15,000 times in the 12, 13 years now. But the last couple of years, people have broken through the security and played with the website in a way that's not good for anybody. So John has really enhanced the website, and I purchased a program that backs everything up, and I have a year to retain anything that might get lost or whatever. So just understand that this past week, by the way, understand this, that if I didn't call you and you were worried about me not feeling good, there are a few people who tell you here that I'm as nasty as ever, ornery as I've ever been, and ready to say, no, you can't do that. So please, if I don't call you and you bought coaching, pick up the phone and call me, Mel. And I'll never not answer the call. And if I can't talk when you call and I see your number, I certainly return the call in an hour or so, less. So don't be shy about coaching. You buy it, I want you to use it, because it doesn't do you any good if you don't use it. And those who really use it, they all tell you they get better because I won't let them slip. I won't let them fall off a cliff. And if they do, we'll get them right back up there real quick. And boy, we're all bound to make mistakes. It took me 4 years to figure out putting all the manufacturers together to make it work. So the fact that people are not going to do everything exactly the way it's laid out, man, I'm used to that. But if you use me when you purchase coaching, you can't fall real far. All right. I mean, you won't even hurt your knee as much as I did. All right. All right. Nobody's laughing today, so I should have made Laughing Bird come. I told him, no, you could rest. All right. So now, if I'm not mistaken, okay, and I don't see that Val's here. Does anybody, Robin, you know Val's number?
I have it on my phone, yes.
Why don't you call her and see if you can talk her through getting in here?
Okay. All right.
You know, if everyone else can get in, then maybe she needs to unplug the phone from the wall and replug it or something. I don't know.
Okay, I'll try.
All right, good. So now we're going to go ahead into the contest. Now, you have to go on the website, Mel, to get into the contest, correct? And we're going to go, I'm going to read, or I'm going to ask someone else to read for Linda today, because Linda Allen, oops, okay, well, Linda is always working on the weekends, and Linda is the second time around. Linda lived in Buffalo, we got her all better, she moved, changed jobs, moved into the mold, got sick again, she's back, take a long time getting well, she had other issues, stomach issues, they're a bummer, tough, okay, but she also raising her granddaughter, it's very stressful, just getting ready to go off to college, got a new job, doing a lot better, she made two very lovely posts. And I told her either I would read them, which is not for her benefit, or I'd get a volunteer to read them. So the first place that I'm going to is the sum of the parts. Okay? And if I'm not mistaken, in this particular post, okay, there is only one entry. So that entry is made by our very own Brian. Oh, by the way, Brian.
Yes.
I made a bet, a $10 bet, okay, that you were going to get well. So don't screw around. I can't afford to lose.
No, believe me, I won't.
Okay.
Definitely not.
So now, Brian, you entered a beautiful, beautiful post, and you asked, could you re-enter it for this contest? Because you thought, so far to this point, this was the highlight of your contributing to the group. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, well, that's a pretty good instinct. All right, Stinks. So, Brian, why don't you read us your post? Now, listen, everyone. You can vote every single category as many times as you want, and I'll do my best to keep it right. And then when we get down to the final five, we'll have a runoff for the best three. Because we have 20-something entries. So instead of me talking and running my mouth, Brian, please, read your entry.
Okay. It says, hello all. As a fellow newbie, I'd like to express the importance of the sum of the parts. One thing I've learned early on is how important it is to follow these steps exactly as they've been laid out for us. I know it may be overwhelming at first, but the good news is that you have a community here who cares and will walk with you every step of the way. Eventually, the more you do it, the more it becomes like a second nature. Also, this is your path to healing, and it's well worth it. When I first developed this disease, I thought my life was over. I was way wrong. This is your opportunity to get well, and we need to take full advantage of it. Many have gotten well off of Mel's protocol. There is hope. The sum of the parts are made up of the following. First is water. Drink lots of spring water. Water is extremely important in hydrating the body and pushing out the toxins. Next is diet. While everything mentioned is important, this is probably one of the most important pieces of the protocol. It's very important to stay away from processed foods and foods that turn into sugar in the body. Sugar feeds this disease. Everything has been laid out on the site for you. There's a list of foods to enjoy and foods to avoid. There are also many great recipes that have been posted for you to try. The best diet is an alkalizing diet, which consists of green leafy vegetables, low glycemic fruits, certain nuts like raw almonds and or walnuts. Kosher organic meats like chicken and beef should be limited. Next is calm mind. Anxiety and fear feed this disease. It's very important to find ways to calm your mind and spirit. Next is sleep. Another important factor in healing is sleep. Consistently getting quality sleep should be at the top of your list if you want to keep your immune system strong. Sunshine. The sun is one of the best sources of vitamin D for the human body. The body also needs vitamin D in order to absorb calcium. Vitamin D is important in regard to the healing process and also plays a role in bone growth / healing and immune system function. WPS. WPS, or MMS, is a 28% solution of sodium chlorite that has been acidified with 50% citric acid. Mel used WPS in order to get well in his battle with Morgellons. This is something you will start later on in the protocol as directed by Mel. This is not something you want to start on your own. Only when Mel says you're ready, remember, slow and steady wins the race. Clean Green, which you can purchase through Natural Genesis, is a non-toxic, non-bacterial enzyme cleaner, and I have to say this stuff is amazing. I can't imagine going through this without it. I use it to clean and in my laundry and have seen great results. Coaching with Mel is a very important part of this protocol. Being new here can feel overwhelming at first. There is so much information coming at you that it can be confusing at times. I signed up for coaching with Mel and have no regrets. This is something you should look into immediately. Mel has been through it all and has much knowledge in regard to Morgellons. It's a great feeling to know that whenever you have a question or concern, Mel will be there to guide you. Remember, do not go through this alone. Community. For all you newbies out there, please know that this is a great community. You will meet many who are going through the same experiences that you are, some who have been on this protocol for a while and can offer you valuable information. You will also meet with other newbies like myself. Everyone here knows the struggle. Exercise. Light exercise is like walking or biking, can be great for your mood, and can also enhance your immune system. Prayer and fellowship. We hold calls on Saturdays and Sundays of each week. Being new, you might be a little shy at first, and that's okay. I would suggest joining in on the calls and at least listening. You will gain some valuable information. As a believer in Christ, I can honestly say that prayer and fellowship are both very important in this journey. All are welcomed. Sovereign Silver. Sovereign Silver can not only boost your immune system, but can also be used for other ailments, burns, cuts, or scrapes. Ask Mel for guidance on how to use and its purposes. Kathy Mabry. Kathy is the founder of Natural Genesis, the maker of Clean Green, along with many other great products. John Bergsteiner. John is the owner of Logos Nutritionals and extremely knowledgeable. Logos Nutritionals produces high-quality nutritional supplements / natural medicines. And finally, Robert Scott Bell, also known as the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert is a homeopathic practitioner who aids his listeners in regard to many types of healing. And that's all.
Well, I think that that's a lot, but I would like to make clarity on something that I realize has been misconstrued. I always talk about I had hamburger one time and chicken another time, but that's because that's all I could afford it. Now, over the years, we found that people getting protein from meat, depending on their system, can go 2 to 4 times a week. And some, maybe even more. But again, when it says beef should be limited, I think that there's got to be added 2 to 4 times a week. And
okay,
I'm going to go ahead with your permission and do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because I don't want everybody says, well, I only have meat twice a week. And I said, that's my fault. And really, when I tell you guys I went broke fighting this over 4 years, okay, I mean, I did. I really did. Okay. But, you know, I gave up the car, driving, the gas, insurance, the whole nine yards, and was able to, you know, get what was important to. Priorities were only necessities. Anyway, I think this is a wonderful post, and, you know, the chart that was originally made by an art student of our very own Karen the Librarian is out of sight, and so befitting on a post this great. So now remember, everybody, as I go to another browser, yes, I need you, if you like this post, and you can vote every single time you want, okay, in every category, as many posts as you like. You just put your hand up. And if you can't put your hand up, scream out your name. So if you like this post on the sum of the parts, please hit 5 stars, star 5, whatever it takes, scream, carry on, do something.
Mayall, I'm back. Will you tell me which one it was?
Some of the parts by our boy Brian.
Okay.
I thought so. All right.
I tried everything. Bell's phone on both numbers is saying, we'll now connect you to your call, and it just keeps saying that.
Well,
it doesn't connect.
That's going to be, it happens. I mean, it, you know, it's happened to me once, okay? It was like crazy. It took me 20 minutes to get the call off the ground, and I only had like 4 people left.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, okay? We'll just have to get somebody to read her stuff, too, for us. All right, so let me get the hands down, because we gave it plenty of time. Okay. Really, Brian, I mean, for someone that new to get that much, when you really wrote that, it was I thought it was just brilliant. So I want you to know I voted for that one myself. All right. Next. Let's see. That was the only one in this particular thread. So
no. Back. Terry.
Say what?
Terry had one.
In that thread?
It's got three asterisks by it.
All right, hang on. I better slide down there. Up. Wait a minute. There it is. Oh, my, my, my. Are you with us, Terry?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to read your entry in the sum of the parts?
Okay, I have to get to it because, you know, you took me off guard here. Hang on.
Do you know I didn't send you any train videos this week?
That's okay.
If I was you, I'd tell Dakota to either file for non-support.
Is it the sum of the parts for newbies?
Hey, you wrote it. Yeah, for newbies. That's right. Dated 6-8.
Okay, I'm going.
It was far back. I forgot that you entered that.
Okay, sum of the parts. Here I go. When I first joined this community 3 years ago, I had no idea what the sum of the parts meant, but I found out very quickly. The sum of the parts is a combination of things that would be my only way back to complete wellness. I have fought with everything in my body and soul to beat this illness, and I can happily say I'm 98% well and hopefully 100% by Labor Day this year. How I got well was following the sum of the parts, and I mean following it to the T. No cheating, no whining. It was get tough, but I am almost well. These things within the sum of the parts that got me 98% well and soon to be 100. Here I go. Diet. Diet is crucial, and I mean crucial. You must follow the diet or you will never get well. Keep your carbs under 30 a day. I basically live on eggs for breakfast, chicken or fish, and green beans for lunch. Dinner a salad with balsamic vinegar for dressing. I have been getting better. I do have a chocolate mug muffin cake once a day. I also cannot live without the crisp bread crackers from Trader Joe's. I eat two of those with my meals. The forum has a lot of delicious recipes that we can eat. This makes it great for people who like to cook, like Mel. But absolutely no sugar, ever. Protocol. The protocol is made up of our logo supplements. These are natural, high-quality supplements and natural medicines to help restore our bodies so we can fight off this disease. You must follow the instructions Mel will provide you on how and when to take these. I have never once missed a supplement. You have always got to plan ahead. If you're going to be out for a meal, take your supplements with you. WPS. Sodium chloride and citric acid. This is our way to wellness and the only thing that's truly getting us well. You must follow the directions of Mel on how many drops to take in the morning and at night. During the full moon, we can split these doses into 3 times a day to break the cycle. I have never once missed a dose of my WPS. Never. Because I want to get well. And the only way you're going to get well is to follow this protocol. You have to be strong and determined. Sleep. It is very important to get as much sleep as you can. That is when your body heals itself. I get at least 8 hours of sleep a night. I also try to nap daily. I have never been a nap person, but honestly, it does help. You feel so much better after a short nap. Water. Drinking water is very, very important to flush out all the toxins from your body. I try to drink 1 to 2 gallons a day. At first, it seems like a lot, but then you get used to drinking. I take my water with me wherever I go. This will be a lifetime habit. Exercise. Light exercise is great and is enchanting and it chants the immune system. I walk 1 mile a day. Some of the members ride a bike, walk, or whatever they may want to do. Coaching. Coaching is one of the most important parts of getting well. You can say I cannot afford it, or I can do this on my own. But please trust me when I tell you, you cannot do this on your own. and the money spent on coaching is the best money you will ever spend. Mel has been doing this for 12 years and has helped many people get well. He is your only help, your only way back to wellness, and wellness. I am a true example of that. He will walk you through the toughest times of your life. He understands it will be there for you with true understanding and knowledge of exactly what you need to do. He has been through this himself. He understands. Lots of your friends and families do not understand, but Mel will be right there beside you every time you call him with true understanding. Some people say he's stern, but he's only doing what he has to do because he wants you to get well. Mel has a heart of gold and would give you the shirt off his back, even if it was the last one he had. I can say I owe my life to this selfless man. Saturday calls. Every Saturday, Mel has a free call that provides information on his illness. You can be on the call to ask any questions you want. This is how I learned so much when I first got sick. It may be a call with Kathleen from Natural Genesis on the products that we use to help us on a wellness journey. John Birkensteier from Logo Nationals, who is an expert on these supplements and how they are helping us get well. This call is free, so there's no excuse of why you cannot join and learn. Prayer and fellowship. On Sunday mornings, Mel has a prayer and fellowship call. I really look forward to this call every week. It's important to come together and praise God as a group. We all get to know one another and realize we are not alone in this journey. God will see us through this journey. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be quick. But I can promise you to stay on the course, and you will get there. I'm 98% there, and I will be doing my happy dance very soon. I can only thank Mel Friedman and God for this website and all it has provided me. It has given me back my life. It has been a little over 3 years now, but if I can do it, you sure can do it too. This is the sum of the parts. It all plays a part in our wellness journey. It has all been provided for us. All you have to do is follow the instructions. How lucky are we to have found this website and Mel Friedman? I know I thank God every day of my life. God bless you all, your warrior sister Terry.
All right. Beautiful. Quick question. Are you suffering from a cold or a sore throat?
No, I was eating a coconut ball, and there's a piece of coconut caught in my throat.
You know the song, "What a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts."
But we're allowed to have the coconut balls.
Hey, everybody. Go ahead, Terry. What did you say, honey?
They're in the recipes, and they're delicious.
Yeah, I think it sounds like Karen.
Yes, it's Karen's.
Okay. So, let's see. Okay. So now, I think that's it, but I know I'm being monitored. We lost Brenda. Okay.
No, I'm here.
You're here?
No, I'm here.
We have to vote.
No, I know we're going to get to vote. Don't worry, I'm going to get that up in a minute. It's just people are falling off and coming back, so I'm confused a little, that's all. All right, so here we go. Terry's post, again, was a great post. If you like it, remember, you can vote as many times as you want, but hit *5 now or scream out your name. What you're doing, Freddie. First you do. All right, stay there. Don't touch a thing. All right. Thank you, Terry. It was lovely. All right, Robin, are there any more posts in that thread? No, right? Those two were the only two. Come in, Robin.
Sorry, I was muted. You are correct.
Okay, well, I want you to know that even before you said you were sorry, I went and got a Little Debbie Swiss roll because I haven't had any forever and I wanted to eat them before they went stale.
Oh, our sorries are going to make you fat.
No, hey, sweetie, I lost so much weight. I mean, I went from a 40, I'm now wearing 36 jeans, like. No,
wow.
No, I bought a new pair of jeans, broke down and bought a new pair of jeans, because all the other jeans I had have a hole in the right knee. All right, so that's it in that thread. So back to the forum, and let's get the next thread in the contest. So far, so good. I hope that everyone is bearing with us. Okay, some of the parts. Okay, posting in the forum. Let's see what we got. We got Robin who's going to sing. We got Joe who made a post. We got Robin talking about something. But that's it. All right, so we have two posts, to my knowledge, in this thread. Joe, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to read your post dated 6/9?
Sure would. Okay. Mel said this is for posting in the forum. Posting has never been my strong suit. In fact, I completed my MBA fully online five years ago, and the weekly assignments were in a forum post format similar to this. And it drove me nuts trying to keep up with all the assigned reading and mandatory posts to other students' posts. The posting I did back then was 100% extrinsically motivated. Meet the requirements, pass the class, plain vanilla. However, that all changed a year ago when Carrie Ann and I found this community. The community members, the resources, the information all housed in the forum post is what sets this plan apart from any other in terms of putting action into place to get results, which for us is all about restoring our health. Carrie and I would read endlessly and take in as much information as possible. It was a great benefit to us and is what prompted me to pay it forward. I may not be going through this like Carrie Ann and many of our members. I may not fully understand the personal hell everyone is dealing with. I don't have over 12 years of experience coaching others on their healing journey. What I do have is the desire to serve others and whatever knowledge I do have that can help people in their journey, and the best way has been through posting. I've studied enough and have applied good, healthy eating habits and nutrition in my life and knew that was how I can serve this community. In addition to a few conference calls that Mel allowed me to lead on nutrition, most of my posts have been about nutrition, and it's 100% intrinsically motivated. I want nothing in return and just know that if I can help even one person on their journey because of a post, that makes all the difference. The importance of posting in the forum can never be overlooked, even though I myself don't always get around to posting. I do take my time as I want to carefully craft my message because I know someone out there is in need of guidance, support, and for someone who they can relate to. That's why I encourage everyone to get more active in posting, whether it's a resource you can provide, such as a delicious recipe, essential oil usage, water intake, rest, or home remedy to keep the creepy crawlies at bay. It's all useful information, and you might just save someone's life with a simple post. It doesn't take long, and we all have gifts we can offer this community with our words and writing. Please, 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 whether you've posted once or hundreds of times, this community needs every bit of support and guidance it can get. No post is less important than others. They truly are the healing medicine we all need. That's it.
Well, how about God bless Joe? No. Tell people about paying it forward. And I claim that this posting in the forum, in a sense, serves a multiple purpose. it allows everyone who posts to monitor their own journey so they can look back on different time frames to actually be able to measure their progress. Also, it gives information for people who are brand new who will utilize as much as they can ingest in their quest to get better. So I love the fact that this was one of the categories because I always want to encourage people to post. Joe, brilliant. So let me go to the other, not cursor, browser. B before C. All right, I'll see if I can remember B before C. I wasn't good in English. All right. If you like Joe's post on posting in the forum, hit star 5 now or 5 star or scream out your name. All right, if you liked Joe's post, hit it now or forever hold your peace. All righty. Now, maybe some of you are saving your votes for the singing grandma. Because I know, I hope, I'm glad I went to the bathroom before the call started, I'll tell you. So here it comes. From our very own Rockin' Robin, she's got the mic in one hand, the thumb in the air, the sunglasses on, and she ate so much chicken she looks like a duck.
Thank you, Mel. May I say that I was so busy in the beginning when the contest started, I thought, I'll do it later, and I kind of put it off. And as I was putting it off, so many great posts were being made. I could not believe how wonderful all the posts were being made, and even the new people were, you know, putting in so many great posts, and I thought, what in the heck am I going to do, because I had already posted in the forum, not for the contest, but to encourage people to post, so I'd already said everything I wanted to say. So the reason I'm doing songs is because literally I had nothing else in words that I could say. And so many people did so many wonderful posts. This has been one of the best contests ever. So I just want to congratulate all of you that did post, makeup poems, makeup posts. They are so wonderful. So anyway, here's my edition. I hope you laugh. I hope you like it. Forget your troubles. Come on, get posting. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah. It's time for posting. Get ready for a posting day. Shout hallelujah, it's time for posting. Get ready for a posting day. Posting, nothing now but posting. Tell me how to post my feelings within. Caring, caring and informing. Trying to express my feelings in a post. Posting. Whoa, 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 posting. Keeping up and in touch with posting every day. I was all right for a while. And I could smile for a while. But then I caught this disease, and I found Mel and begged, please. Are you there, Mel?
Yeah, I didn't laugh, and I haven't pissed in my pants. But because you're totally insane, I'm going to vote for you, too.
It said invalid option. I'm not through. My phone just said invalid option.
Well,
let me start that.
I didn't do anything. I'm sitting here trying not to pee or laugh.
I thought I was cut off. Let me start this one over, okay?
Yeah, you start that one over, please. Boy, are you glad Laughing Bird is in here. We'd never be able to hear you. You should be laughing so hard.
Okay.
I thought it's recorded. Did I turn the recording on? Let's check.
I just thought I was out. I didn't know. I was on the run.
Go ahead.
For a while, I could smile. For a while. But then I caught this disease, and I found Mel and begged please, and he told me I could get well. I took it all in and began posting and started posting every day, posting every day. And I learned so very much, shared and was touched all by posting, 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 posting. So please try to understand that by the touch of your hand, you can start posting. I like big posts and I cannot lie. Help from a Simpson who just knows lies. I learned as much from all those posts. Activating posts gave me the most. Who wrote the best post? Woo! 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 Who wrote the best post? Woo! 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 Who wrote the best post? Woo! 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 Yeah.
Amen! Oh, boy.
That was good.
If you like singing Rockin' Robin, hit star 5 now.
Robin, that was fantastic.
Robin, I think you missed your calling.
We got somebody who hasn't voted for anything. Come on, you guys. Something's got to get your bubble. All right, even anonymous, you can vote. We won't know who you are because you voted. All right, let's see. Let's count them up here. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Let me take the hands down and try to get on with this thing. Can't vote three times for the same one, young lady. All right. So, very good, very good. Now, tomorrow, when we start our fellowship, we're going to start our fellowship as, we're going to call it an ode to the lady with four names. And I got a recording of Karen the librarian singing. You guys are going to fall down laughing. All right. So, that's tomorrow, so stay tuned. But here we go. We continue now on with the contest of the third of the five categories. And we come to get to know nutrition to better feed your body. All right. So, the first one up, okay, doesn't look like it was an entrance into the contest. The second one up, love the entries, so they're lower, not Linda. Freddie Bean, are you with us, Freddie? Vegetables with the lowest carbs. You like that picture?
I love that picture.
Well, before you continue, let me tell everybody, even though Valera's not here, I took a cucumber because I was down to the last two spheres of the dill pickles, and I chopped it all up and dumped it in the jar. I'll report back in a week or 10 days. Go ahead, Freddie.
Okay. Hello, all. Here is my entry. I have been really lucky, if you can call it that, I have never been a foodie due to my other health problems. So going on the diet to control the activity of the Morgellons was a sort of breeze for me. However, saying that, there were many things I needed to learn, like foods that I thought were good were in fact really bad for the condition. I can't remember every sort of food I used to eat, or rubbish, I'm sure, but one thing I started eating just prior to understanding and working out what was needed to stem the skin issues was banana on rice cakes. As rice cakes weren't that filling, I would have four. Actually, I would have six, but I didn't put that down. I found out later I was consuming well over my 30 gram daily allowance of carbs in just one sitting. These two things added up to a massive 49 plus carbs, and that was with the fiber subtracted. I soon learned after scanning every packet and tinned food in the supermarket for their amount of carbs, there was no easy fix. I had to knuckle down and eat fresh foods that were low in carbs and high in fiber, grass-fed, organic where I could. This put me in good stead to calming the issues that comes with Morgellons. This is what I ate for the first few months. As I said, I am not a foodie, so my foods were very basic, but they really worked. I now have tinned tomatoes and carrots and eat bolognese sauce, minus mushrooms. So my diet back then was eggs, as many as I could consume or stomach, fresh meat, fish, green veggies, but not root ones, all salad veggies, almond milk, and Alpro yogurt, the plain one, with added stevia. And that's the end of my bid for this contest.
Very, very good, Freddie. One of the things that I always really relished was your comprehension of diet, because I'm looking at what you ate, and if you take out yogurt, almond milk, and most fish, when I say I ate like a rabbit, I promise, veggies, green veggies, all salad, fresh meats, eggs. Eggs are a wonderful source of protein, very good for you when you're dealing with toxic diseases. And fresh meats, and you know, the thing with fish is something from my childhood, and I'm not going to kid you. Every once in a while, I'll sneak shrimp. Okay, I especially love coconut shrimp. And every once in a while, I'll have tuna fish. I make a mean tuna fish salad. All right. Mm. On a bed of lettuce with tomatoes, radishes, I like to slice up fresh peppers. I like fresh peppers, and I like even broccolis that way, uncooked. Mm. And I put it in dips. And even sometimes I'll slice up computer. Now, asparagus I'm in love with. I mean, I've always loved it. And spinach with uncured bacon, for me, is something I like, the spinach salad. And I like making my own coleslaw. And I take that cauliflower there, dear, and I fry it up in butter and diced garlic. I grow my own cherry tomatoes. I'm not big on, what do you call that big thing there? Yeah. I used to grow
eggplants.
And I grew some zucchinis. but I would take them to a local market, and I would trade them these plants I grew in this garden. I guess it was the summer of 84. I was really still healing from being run over by the drunk. And I would actually walk limp, and I would take vegetables and trade them for food, bread and things. That's when I was married to Annie Cliveau. Yes. Mm. All righty then. I wound up with the French press coffee. I love it, Freddie. I really do, because you get it. And those who will eat like this in the beginning will see that the brain fog is gone really quick, and you start to feel better really quicker. Okay, so I think before yours, it looks like there might be another one. Brenda, are you with us, Brenda?
I'm with you, and I would love to read mine, but I'm afraid my eyes won't allow me to read today.
Okay, well, let me read Donald's entry since he's not here, and then we'll get one of the girls to volunteer to read yours.
Okay?
Okay. Is that okay with you?
That's fine with me, yes. Thank
all right, you. So you got to do this with feeling, guys. I mean, you know, I'll try to be my worst actor ever. Hello, all. Here is my entry.
Mel. You didn't vote for Freddie. You didn't ask for votes for Freddie.
Oh, I was going to give her a prize anyway. No. Hold on. All right, wait a minute. Listen, guys. It's been a long, long couple of days. All right, now let me go to the other browser, not cursor. All right, come on, guys. Understand, diet is so important. It's something you can do before you ever start this protocol. If you'll sleep more, and if you'll eat a little bit better, and you drink plenty of water, hey, you're going to start to get better before you ever put a piece of the protocol down your throat. All right. So if you like the Freddie Bean post, let's hear it now for Freddie. All right, Freddie. All right, Freddie. One more time for Freddie. Uh-huh. Slow to react to a key ingredient. All right, everybody, that's good. So now I'll go back and do Donald. Who wants to volunteer to do Brenda since she's having a real problem visually?
I'd be happy to, Mel.
Okay. All right, so let me do Donald, all right? Because I don't want to miss Donald. I mean, really, he's mad at me enough. All right. Hello, all. Here's my entry. And then it's in quotes, did you know? And now he shows us a picture of four pieces of fruit. And the first piece of fruit, if I'm not mistaken, okay, is a yellow, delicious apple. And he's circling a code 4020. And it says, did you know, stickers on fruit, you may notice the number marked on the sticker, but the few know what the numbers mean. All right? But it doesn't tell us anything there. Then it moves over, and I'm not sure if this is a watermelon or what. Oh, it's a pink lovely, whatever that is. Certified organic. Gives five numbers. If there are five digits and the first one is an 8, the fruit has been generically modified. So even though this is certified organic, it was still genetically modified. Those sneaky rats. All right. So now it goes, do you know? And if I'm not mistaken, those look like the kind of pears I really, really like. If there are four digits and the first is 3 or 4, it means that the fruit has been sprayed with pesticide. Oh, my God. I got to check the number on my pairs. All right. And did you know, last one is a grapefruit, another fruit that I actually like, but don't eat that much. If there are five digits and the first is a 9, this fruit has been grown organically. All right, boys and girls, if it says organic, it better start with a 9, or they're just tricking you. And that's his entry, and I thought that was very interesting because I didn't know any of those things. So, if you liked Did You Know from Donald, hit star 5 now. I bet you'd fake if you'd done something and he wasn't here. Come on now. If you like this thing from Donald about all those fruits and what those numbers tell you, and it's on the website, you can print it. I mean, you know, you can learn from this post. Going once. Anybody else like fruits and what the numbers mean? Going twice. Sold. American. All righty, everybody. So now, the next entry was by a relatively newbie who has a visual problem. Thank God we have so much recorded here that that's not going to be the reason she won't get well. Okay, the call's running already. So, the next one is a two-parter by Brenda. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. You want me to do part one and you do part two? Robin?
Yes, that's fine.
All right, because I've been drinking Bragg's apple cider vinegar for 15 years and I hate it. And it is how I wake up in the morning after I soak my head under ice cold water. Now, I promise you, without nitro, if you soak your head under ice cold water and then take a pirate good swig of Bragg's from the bottle, you wake up. I then need 16 ounces of frozen water just to survive the early shock. But apple cider vinegar is tremendously important to toxic disease sufferers. I love this topic, get to know, better feed your body. Get to know nutrition to better feed your body. And I think we owe this one to Joey. He started this thing. The title alone tells the story, yet so many of us learn little about basic health nutrition. Hey, Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you know where this post is?
Do I know where it is?
Yeah.
Which one?
It's Brenda's part one of your thread that you started.
A second. I'll come back to me, Mel. Let me look at.
No, I'm not coming back to you. You take your time. Don't get anxious. It's dated 5/31. You created this post way back in October.
Okay. Yes.
And a lot of great stuff has been added, but the contest post that Brenda made is a two-parter, and really, when I just started reading it, I said, no, I'm not qualified, but I know who is. So find Brenda part... No.
Oh, I got it. Part two?
No.
Part one.
One more. Oh, part one.
Part one? Okay, yep, I'm on it.
Okay. Take it away, Joe.
Oh, so I'm reading it?
Yeah, you're much more qualified to read this, even though I hate apple cider vinegar because I've been drinking it for 13 years.
All right. Yep, Brenda's part one. I love this topic, get to know your nutrition better to better feed your body. The title alone tells a story, and yet so many of us know little about basic healthy nutrition. I recall one of the first Saturday calls I attended featured Robert Scott Bell and John Bergsteiner as guests, and they discussed the importance of becoming more alkaline in our bodies. Why alkaline? diseases such as cancer and all toxic disease thrive in an acid environment. Therefore, as we move ourselves into an alkaline state, these opportunistic diseases cannot thrive, and we are on the path to restored health. Both gentlemen suggested testing pH levels, which is a very simple process. Most any pharmacy sells pH strips, and all you need to do is test your urine first thing in the morning, and you can also test your saliva simply by wetting the test paper with urine or saliva. There is a color chart on each pH strip container that will give you a reading. They suggested to aim for a pH level of greater than 6.5 and less than 7.4. Simple. The foods we eat all have pH ranges too. For many years, I have kept the alkaline diet food chart taped to the inside of my pantry for quick reference. Consider it a guide to assist you in food choices. Hopefully the pick submitted will print and be beneficial to you. To better health, Brenda. And that was part one, so that leads to part two.
Right. I was going to have Robin do it, but you continue.
Okay. So that leads to part two. She's talking about the alkaline diet chart. Part two, quick tip for alkalinity. Apple cider vinegar is a marvelous health tonic. I keep a bottle in my refrigerator of the prepared tonic, and whenever I go to the fridge for anything, I will take a few swallows of this tonic. It is especially good to do before meals. Here's the recipe. 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar to 16 or 20 ounces of purified water. That's it. Let's get alkaline. Love, Brenda. Here are some benefits of apple cider vinegar. Helps maintain youthful skin and vibrancy. Helps remove artery plaque. Helps fight germs, bacteria, and viruses naturally. Helps regulate calcium metabolism. Helps keep blood the right consistency. Helps normalize the urine pH, thus relieving frequent urges to urinate. Helps digestion, assimilation, and balances pH. Helps relieve sore throats, laryngitis, and throat tickles, and cleans out toxins. Helps sinus, asthma, and flu sufferers to breathe easier and more normally. Helps banish acne, soothes burns, and sunburn. Helps prevent itching scalp, baldness, and dry hair, and banishes dandruff. Helps fight arthritis and removes crystals and toxins from joints, tissues, and organs. Helps control and normalize weight. Remember to always use apple cider vinegar that contains the mother, which makes it appear cloudy in the bottle. Bragg's, the brand, Bragg's apple cider vinegar is a longtime favorite brand, and their practices include God and Scripture. This info is taken from the book, Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar, Nature's Health System. And she has a picture of the Bragg's in part one, actually. That's it.
Right. Well, that was very good, and I thought that was terrific for someone who was as new as she was in that time sequence. So, if you like Brenda, part one and part two, you hit star 5 now. And remember, you can like as many as you want.
Thank you for reading that, Joe.
You're welcome. It's really nice.
Thank you.
All right, well, he would know. All
Dale,
right. Yes?
They all had one in this area. It's the first one you come to about tea. She said that was her entry.
Okay, well, hang on. Let me get there after I get this one counted out. Again, Brenda, that was a tremendous job. Because how long were you here when you wrote that?
2 months.
2 months, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, honey, I'm sorry you're having problems seeing, but you ain't having any problems thinking.
That's a good thing. And my blood pressure is stellar.
Hey, listen. All right, so now I have to get back over here because it was earlier than that one, Robin? Oh, no.
Now when you go,
it's
the
top
first one
about the teeth.
Yeah.
All right, well, I mean, let's see. I'm going to pick someone to do this one, and it ain't going to be you, young lady, so let's see. Who is it going to be? Hey, Diane, do you feel like reading this for this lady who couldn't get on the call? You know, Diane from Diane and Paul. That Diane. Oh, they're being off.
Hello, Mel? Hello?
Yeah,
now Diane's outside doing a little gardening, so sorry.
Don't be sorry. Well, you want to read this one about the teeth, or?
No, I don't have a computer hooked up quite yet, Mel. We're still working on that.
We're still moving in, Mel.
Okay, well, just remember, if you're out in the garden, young lady, not sweating, please, and long gloves and high boots.
Oh, high boots. Oh, okay. I just
you
came running in because
I heard
my name mentioned.
You don't want to get reinfected by the soil, and we had somebody in the spring happen.
Oh,
and
okay.
And the next girl on a call, and she's on a call, she'll tell you all about it because I'll ask her to, and now she'll tell you that, you know, she bought these funky-looking boots. They almost go up to her knees because... And she has these gloves that go all the way up to her elbows, and she's no longer afraid.
Yeah, I wear long gloves. I'm out. I got tennis shoes on, but not boots, so I'll get me some boots.
Yeah, well, just, you know, get cheap rubber galoshes that are really tall or something. I don't want you to spend money on, you know, but I want you to cover your legs because you're going to put your knees down.
Yeah.
Are you wearing jeans?
Yeah, I got long pants on.
Okay, very important. Okay, good. All right, look, I just don't want you to get bitten by something in the soil. It's a nightmare.
Okay, all right, yeah. I think that's where I got it all initially.
Oh, no, not you. How did you come up with all of this? Listen, just, you got to be more careful because if it's in the air, it falls to the ground, ultimately. I mean, it's in the soil, it's in the water, it's in the food, okay? So you take most precautions you can. And look, I love the soil. I mean, you know, nobody has more plants in a two-bedroom apartment than I do. Nobody. But I really am very careful. I like keeping almost everything I can except my terrace indoors, because I control the air. But when I'm out there, I have long gloves on, even playing with my own plants.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, I don't want you to get hurt. All right, so, all right. Hey, Chrissy, you want to read about teeth? Can you do... ought to be funny in the Scottish, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Which post is it in?
It's in the top post in Get to Know Nutrition to Better Feed Your Body.
Okie doke, hang on a minute. Is it Vels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'll read it. Vel, here's some great nutrition for your teeth. And there's a lovely picture of a smiling tooth with his thumb up. I like that. It's through the mouth. Many of our contaminants come from. Heavy metals from teeth cause many problems. Underlying infections do not even show up on the usual x-rays. Through a cone beam x-ray, you may find infectious cavitations in your jawbone where heavy metals hide, making the whole body sick. Besides removing the heavy metals and clearing up infections, cavitations in the jaw, Here is good news, how to build your teeth back up. Mineral building toothpaste. Four tablespoons food grade diatomaceous earth. 2 tablespoons baking soda or bicarbonate of soda in the UK, aluminium free. 2 tablespoons bentonite clay with calcium. 1/4 teaspoon green stevia powder or 2 teaspoons of xylitol. Xylitol has properties that are beneficial for the teeth. I do not know what green stevia is, so I shall just use stevia, 15 or more, as desired, either peppermint, cinnamon, orange, etc., essential oils, drops depending on the quality of the oil. I use closer to 24, 5 drops trace minerals, 6 tablespoons coconut oil, add more as needed for preferred consistency. Medium-sized bowl for mixing, not metal. Non-metal spoon, bentonite clay should not come into contact with metal. Non-metal measuring spoons, container for toothpaste. Combine diatomaceous earth, baking soda / bicarbonate soda, bentonite clay, stevia dash or xylitol and mix well. Add peppermint essential oil or other oil as desired. Trace minerals, coconut oil to consistency you like. Stir well, spoon into container. If it solidifies, add 1/2 teaspoon essential oil or 1/2 coconut oil. If hot and it separates, you can drain off excess oil and mix. Use hot water if mixture goes down the pipes. Can spit it out, not in sink, or swallow it. It takes about 70 brushings to take off the glycerin in toothpastes. Yes, even the healthy ones. Glycerin covers up the pores in the teeth and prevents them from getting the nourishment from calcium in the mouth, etc. So best not to use most toothpastes. I really like building my teeth up. I want them to last. Enjoy.
All righty. If you like the post on another way, wait a minute, hold on. On get to know nutrition to better feed your body by Vel, I want you to hit *5 now. *5 now. *5 once, twice, 3 times. All right. Well, wait a minute now. Looks like we got a couple more jumped in late. Okay, hang on. All right. So I have an opinion, and of course, Val's going to hate this. All right. Way back in 2004, even before I was getting ill with Morgellons, my dentist suggested that I see the periodontist in the office next to hers because my gums were showing deep crevices, whatever you want to call it, and my numbers were bad, 6s, 5s, 7, 4, 5, 6. So when I got sick, one of the things I learned about MMS, now known as WPS, is that if I brushed my teeth and my gums with them, it was really going to change everything. Now, I'm not saying every day because I never did it that way. But I brush my teeth to this day twice a week with WPS in water. And I use a water pick once a week with WPS. And my dentist now uses WPS because she watched my teeth and my gums do an unbelievable reversal over the next 10 to 12 years. Even though I aged, my gums did not age. They only got better, stronger. When I have cleanings, I don't clean twice a year. I clean once a year now because I don't need it. So, and I don't have to do a whole lot. You see, I pour it in a little shot glass and then I add ice cold water and I dip the toothbrush in and I do it once with a regular, once with an electric, and then once with a water pick. And the other times, I brush with, it's a holistic toothpaste, but a lot of times I'll just gargle and rinse my mouth out also in the morning with WPS. So, hey, you may want to do what she did, and I'm sure it's good because Val kind of does research, you know, but it's an awful lot of work to get a result I can give you if you try what I'm telling you. So, let's go to the next subject, and you notice I said that after we voted. All right. So, the next subject coming up, okay, and 4 out of 5, is the top 10 reasons you should subscribe to the website and become a part of our community. All righty. So let me go down and try to find okay, so I got to think that the first one, okay, is actually Brenda. Is that correct, Robin?
Yes, that's what it looks like to me.
All right. Now, do we have a volunteer to read this? Brenda, are you reading your own or are we reading them?
Oh, I can't read. Thank you.
Okay, so, all right, hang on. No problem. You can see how confused I am today. All right, any volunteers to read this? I need a volunteer.
I will if no one else will mail. You know I will.
Yeah, I know you will. Okay. Don't you have another entry yet?
I do.
All right, well, let's see here. Hey, Freddie, you don't have any entries in this contest, do you?
She had a nutrition one.
Oh. Well, we could hear her voice again. She has a lovely voice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, the trouble is I'm having trouble with my browser.
Oh. All right. Robin, take it away.
Okay. Wow. There are so many awesome posts in this thread for the top 10 reasons to join the website and community that I'm certain mine will be repetitive. Nevertheless, here are mine. Number one, if you are truly committed to healing, this is a proven path to victory. Number two, Mel, our ever-vigilant leader, has over 12 years assisting people from all over the world in getting well from toxic disease. So no matter where you live, reach out. Help is waiting. Number three, where else can you go for affordable, expert coaching? And for those who have been financially devastated by this disease, the He Cures All Foundation provides support in a big way. Number four, the well-organized website is chock full of information on how to heal with expert tips on nutrition and supplementation. Number five, every Saturday there are free calls available for learning and feature many well-known experts who help us navigate toxic disease. International callers often use Skype. This is an opportune time to ask any questions you may be wondering about. Number 6, every Sunday there are prayer meetings followed by fellowship. For those who are unable to get out into the public, everyone is welcome. Come and pray with us. Number 7, the people in the community are awesome and very supportive. Hear from those that have become well again following this program as they share tips they have learned on their path to wellness. No need to reinvent the wheel. Simply listen, ask questions, and put into practice what they have learned. It makes this journey much easier. Number 8, there are recipes and diet suggestions to fit everyone's needs. Number 9, there are resources galore and contests to win free products and gifts. Number 10, this is the only online community where people actually heal and restore their health naturally as God intended. What's to lose? Join us today. You will be welcomed with open arms and loving hearts.
All right. So, if you liked Brenda's version, you need to hit star 5 now. There are 10 reasons you should subscribe to our website and join the community. Star 5 now, star 5 and now. Oh my tamales. Tamales. All righty. Very good, young lady. Very good. All right. The next one is one by Val. Okay. And, whoops. Okay.
How about Terry? Terry, could Terry read it?
Read whose?
Vale.
Well, does Terry have any entries yet?
Yeah, she does.
One more, right?
I don't know, but I know she reads good.
Okay, well. Hey, Terry, you hear this?
I heard.
You want, will you do this for Val?
Sure. What's it under? Which,
10 reasons you should subscribe to the website. It is the top post in that thread.
Okay, let me get to it. Okay. Okay. By Val. I have not actually started the protocol, but I've already been helped by being a part of the community. I think it's the best to be connected with the community before even starting the protocol for preparation, and this is why. The protocol takes a great deal of determination and commitment. Being able to read posts available after community, after becoming a community member and getting to talk to others, has given me many ideas to make it easy to follow. Mel has walked many people through the protocol, which has fine-tuned his personal knowledge. His counsel is invaluable. He is truly involved personally with community members, and even one-on-one counsel is available for a very reasonable cost. I recommend it. I can talk or send posts to other members, which allows me to have questions answered from those who have gone before me and are at various stages of healing. Eating healthy is a primary part of the protocol. Many recipes and healthy eating tips are available. They are really helpful, and I already have tried some ideas and recipes. The ideas worked and the recipes were yummy. This is very, very, truly very, very helpful. Besides the contact above, there is also a Sunday prayer meeting and fellowship available for those who wish to join. The prayers for and from others, the connection with God at a time we really need the extra TLC, and fellowship with all the prayers allows for true connections, asking questions, having concern for one another, seeing how others are doing in this process, etc., etc. This can go as deep as someone wants to share. Due to the excessiveness of the protocol, it would be very difficult to figure it out by yourself. Most, or possibly all, it appears, who do connect with the community do not make it through. Who do not connect with the community do not make it through this completion to receive the full healing of their bodies. There are ups and downs in the process, so without knowing what is possible, someone could easily quit thinking it's not working when it's getting worse. Wrong. Mel always says, you will get worse before you get better. Mel and hundreds of others attest to the fact that people join the community and are faithful followers of the protocol. They do get healed. Check the testimonials. It is no-brainer to become a community member and get all this help. It is only $5 a month. Where else could you possibly get well for $5? Like I said, it's a no-brainer. I hear many people are healed now and are very close to it. They are a new lease on life. Their energy and health is back, and they love it. I can't wait to get there. Once totally healed, I hear many have learned how to stay healthy and want to incorporate what they've learned for the rest of their lives. This is truly life-transforming health information. P.S. I am not one who likes to get on Facebook, Twitter, or talk to strangers or yak on the phone. Yet as a true introvert, I have already found all information available to be invaluable. You don't even have to talk or pray in the prayer fellowship. You can just listen and learn. All are welcome as they are. Thank you, Val.
Oh, thank you, and I'm sure that, you know, Val thanks you as well. So let's see, I mean, you know, what we get in the vote count here. If you liked Val's 10 Reasons Why, hit star 5 now. Star 5 now. If you like Val's 10 Reasons Why, hit star 5 now. Alrighty then, let's see if we've got anything else. Is there anything else here, Robin, that I'm missing?
I don't think so.
I didn't think so either. So, last but not least, entry into this website. And let me tell you, we got a lot of these in the last 24 hours, guys. So let me scroll down to when it started.
I think mine was the first one, male.
Yeah, you are correct. All right. Rockin' Robin, 626. Poor Mel, look at the desk. Oh, you got
okay, you ready for me to start?
Yes, I'm stop laughing. Go ahead.
Dear Mel and community, this is my entry for the contest under the heading, I wish to thank the website. Thank you. Thank you, God up above, for sending me Mel and this community of love. Where would I be without his help? Frightened, crying alone, all by myself. An answer to my prayers, he surely was, and I'm getting well because of all he does. He can be ornery, stubborn, and curt, but it's because he cares and wants to mend your hurt. He can't waste time, for there is so much to do. Sometimes it's a real headache, but it's all for you. The website is fantastic, all the information there, lovingly put there because he truly cares. The support, the friendships, the spirit of love can be felt in the community as if from above. So thank you, mail, website, and friends, but mostly thank you, God, for this blessing and how to mend. Eternally grateful. Love and hugs. Rockin' Robin.
All righty. Very, very nice. If you liked Rockin' Robin's post, then hit star 5 now. Star 5 now, guys. I got to get these up. Rockin' Robin and the 10 Reasons Why. No, I wish to thank the website. Come on, Mel. Get with it, buddy. The website. I wish to thank the website. Going once. Going twice. Going three times. All right. Down to the last couple of entries, and so far they've all been terrific. Thank you for those who have helped those who are not here. So let's see what we got left now. Okay, after the guy with the messy desk, we got, hope is only the beginning. Chrissy, you're up.
Okie dokie. This is my entry for the competition. I wish to thank this website. This is the best healing site on the net. So please, my friends, do not fret. Our Mel, he tenaciously paved the way so that your health can return one day. The knowledge here is extensive and vast so that we can learn to heal from our past. We thank you, Mel, for all that you do, as because of you, we will see this through. You never let us give up hope. That is why we all can cope. Community spirit keeps us going, with friendly voices always showing. As our new insight and knowledge grows, bit by bit our immunity flows, until that precious day when all is done, we will be well and truly at one. Thank you and God bless.
Well, I want Holly to know that was a really great entry.
Woof!
All righty then, let's go ahead and let's get a count in here. If you like Holly's post by Chrissy, hit star 5 now. Alrighty, once, twice, three times. Alrighty. So, clear the board. And I think there is maybe one or two more. Very nice, Chrissy. Yep, we got Linda. Linda coming up. Linda. All right, let's see here. I'm going to read Linda's. I know Linda an awful long time, guys. My entry. Linda's working on weekends. I wish to thank this website for so many reasons. First of all, I wouldn't be where I am without the website. I wouldn't know the numerous things I've learned from the research, the knowledge of so many warriors, especially Mel. I wouldn't have the wonderful friends I've made over the time of my illness. I have no one to talk about the secret life if not for all the people here. Believe me when I say I love you all. I have today that I have a lot of stress and abandonment in my life, but I know that Mel is always there on the phone calls as well as the weekend calls. I haven't been able to come so much because of my job, but I am secure in the knowledge I can depend on all of you. I listen to the calls that are recorded. I am so happy and proud for everyone who has crossed the finish line. If they hadn't come to this website, we wouldn't know there was hope. I am so grateful to them. I wish to thank this website for all the many ways which I have learned helped. The sharing, the caring, the prayers, the encouragement. I wish to thank this website for keeping us informed, special guests, wonderful discounts on products, and caring, beautiful people who offer their great products. I would have never found them on my own. I wish to thank the website for all the above and all the reasons I probably left off. God bless this website and everyone who has made it possible. Love, Linda. Well, Linda, I don't know if I did justice to it, but it's an awfully good post, my young lady. If you like Linda's post, hit star 5 now, please. Tia, do you like the picture I picked, Tia?
I do, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, take it away.
Thank you. My entry, I wish to thank this website for what this community is. In the midst of our new life, we are blessed to have a community to call our second home. A place where we all connect, a place where we all can accept, and a place to never judge, but only share, pray, and love. A place to learn the ins and outs and the do's and don'ts. A place to search, read, and learn, and to grow. A place where we often, and a place where we often hear the word no. A place to learn names of the new family we choose, a place to connect worldwide when with a, oh wow, who knew? A place to share stories, and did I mention to read? Well, a place to read, see, hear, and believe. A place for the testimonies that help us make change. So what else may I say? This place brings us joy, helps us with peace, moving us forward and dissolving our grief. Changing our minds, changing our life, making it good, one healing at a time.
All right.
Love y'all, Tia.
Very nice, Tia. If you like
Tia,
post, you hit star 5 now. Ding, ding, a ding. All righty. Whoops. All righty then. Well, you know, we have some real clear-cut decisions here. So now, does anybody think I missed anything? If you do, you better speak up now, because I think we covered it all. Okay, so we had one. All right, well, I thought it was a great contest. I thought everybody did a really good job. And I appreciate all of this because, believe it or not, when people read these things in the future, and I'm going to make a special place and put all these entries together, it's going to really be a way of paying it forward, giving them information that they might have had to go a lot of places to get instead of just one. So, I mean, I know what's happening, and I just... Okay. Are you ready? We're not going back because the first three places were hands down. And then there was, let's see. There was a three-way tie or four-way tie, right? Four-way tie for fourth. One person in fifth and one... two, three, four, five, six people in six. But one person got unbelievable rating. Okie dokie. Brenda!
Yes.
Your first post, 1 and 2, garnished the most that you ever got. So, the third month's protocol is totally covered.
Awesome. Thank you. You know what? I've never won a thing in my life. This is the first time, so this is so awesome.
Well,
awesome. Yay.
Truly incredible. The time you're here, you entered two posts, and those who entered two posts actually tied with the most amount of votes combined in the two votes. Okay? Now, second place goes to Robin because she put two posts, and both times she got the second most amount of votes. Robin.
Wow, well done.
Yay. Disease starter kit. And third place, he'll never believe it in a million years. The sum of the parts and Brian. Yeah, baby. Woo.
All right.
Yay. Well done, Brian.
Oh, all right. We have our winners. But let me tell you, each and every one of you is a winner. Because one of these posts, no matter how many votes you got, is going to help save someone's life later on down the road. I sure hope everybody had a good time. Let me see. Is there anybody who wants to say anything? I see. Okay, good. I got it. It'll be up in the morning. All right, let me get over here. Anybody want to say anything before we call it a day? Because it's a long call, but we didn't lose anybody.
I wanted to say, I mean, gold star to Robin for singing that song. It was hilariously funny, but it took so much gumption and bottle to go out there and sing it. So I am proud of you for being able to do that. That was brilliant, and it was very funny too.
Oh, no, no, no. You know,
I got really nervous right before I sang. I got really nervous.
No.
Well, we voted, I'll tell you that much, because, again, it garnished the second most amount of votes, and your second post got the same. Okay, so, I mean, it's incredible But tomorrow, when I play Karen's song and she's not aware it's coming, oh, baby. Oh, are you guys going to laugh? All right, guys. Anybody want to say anything? Is anybody going to write a post about this so I can get this call right up? Have any volunteers for a post on this call?
I'm your backup.
No, I don't want you to be the backup. I want someone else to volunteer. Joe, you have any plans this evening?
Mel?
Yeah?
It's Tia. I've never done this before. What would you ask that I do?
No. You have to have done it because you have to have an idea of everything that went on today about the contest and stuff like that. Hey,
okay.
Joe, wake up. He's going to be pissed.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I'm outside doing a million things. What's up?
No, I know. Hey, listen, she may be asleep, but I heard the whip reaches the front door.
What's going on? Sorry, I keep hearing my name.
I wanted to know if you were able to write a post about this call.
If no one else will, sure, that's fine. I just need to fit it in. I'm kind of doing a few things right now.
All right, so we'll move along. Brian, what about you?
Yeah, sure, I'll do it.
You got the time?
Yeah, I can make the time for it.
Good. All right, you're elected. Congratulations. You'll be getting WPS, so don't buy any.
Perfect.
And Robin, congratulations. You'll tell me in an email with your address. You guys send me your email addresses, what you are going to get, and I will forward it to the manufacturers. And Brenda, don't worry about it. I know what you're going to get, and even though you don't know yet. But if I surprised you yesterday, I'll surprise you even more in number three. Hey, guys, great day, great call. Thanks, everybody. We'll see most of you tomorrow. Remember, we got guests coming for the next couple of weeks in a row. Great information. Learn some more. The more you know, the sooner you're going to get better. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Have a good day.
Bye, everyone. Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Is that you, Freddie, or is it Anonymous? It's Anonymous. Call's over. See ya. Must record the calls or something. Play them later.